This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the way we win. I say it all the time because I want you to hear it. I want you to understand, you know, I hate to bring it down to this level, but think about something. Sesame Street teaches the kids by heart. It's constant. Right? It's all the same message over and over and over again till it becomes second nature. And that's really what we want. I want it to become second nature with you. I want you to hear it so often that when somebody says something, you go, oh, yeah, you know what? This means this or this means that. It makes it so much easier. You know, it's funny, the term second nature. It kind of bothered me for a while, and I couldn't figure out why. If you want something to be automatic, it can't be second nature, right? It's got to be first nature, doesn't it? It's got to be something that you do almost automatically. Really? So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. Hey, try it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, as I always say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, use promo code, I'm not going to beat this up, but use promo code Joe, you'll save 30 to 70%. You're buying product made in this country. You can return it if you hate it after using it quite a long period of time. Mike Lindell has come through and made it easy for some of us to make some money online. Again, MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Not too bad, at least I don't think. All right. We've got your new poll shows that 40% of Americans identify foreign policy issues as one of the top five concerns in which the U.S. government should focus on. Right? That's twice the amount of people from a year ago. Now, Biden's foreign policy has indeed become his Achilles heel, hasn't it? Now, she's got a new doctor. Dr. Bradley Farrell joins me to discuss her new book, The Last Warning of the West, Hungary's Triumph Over Communism and the Woke Agenda. You know, it's funny, they don't look at anybody else. They don't look at other, or we don't look at other countries to see the issues they ran into, the problems they ran into. Why not? Why wouldn't we? Right? Why wouldn't we see where it's failed somebody else? Or failed somewhere else, I should say. You know, and learn lessons from those countries. Do we have people that even read at that level anymore? Or read enough to understand why we're losing? Oh, come on, we're losing a grip on our country to a degree. We don't know history. We don't know where we came from. We don't know what we've overcome. All we hear about is how, our kids, is what a terrible country we are, how bad we are. That's all they ever hear. Now, you know as well as I do, if that's all they ever hear, they're going to believe it. The teacher told them, so it must be true. Right? So that's why it's so important for parents, for grandparents, I'm going to say it, parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, get involved with your family, especially your young family. Don't let them go on hearing some of these things that are happening, thinking them to be true when they're not, and nobody is pushing back in the family. Nobody they trust. Look, grandparents have a heck of a lot more, I don't want to say power, but influence over the grandchildren than they even know. And even if you're not sure whether you do or not, why not exert that influence and see what happens? It can't hurt, can it? 855 Road Show, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us and doing that kind of thing, because it shows how much you care. The emails that you guys are sending me, and that's part of it. I got to learn how to shut the windows off someday. They're popping up in front of me as we're talking. But there's so much going on out there, right? Now, you're seeing... We were talking about Greg Abbott earlier. You're seeing more and more and more governors step forward to help out Greg Abbott, to fight back, to push back, because they've realized now that this isn't a border problem. This is a countrywide problem. Now, Governor Kristi Noem, she joined local news sources to discuss the Texas governor's battle with the Biden regime, simply to protect his people. Now, they warned Greg Abbott on Wednesday and the Texas lawmakers that they have until Thursday to take down their razor wire and allow their state to be invaded. They didn't say that. I did. Right? This is their position. You've been keeping people out. You've been making it safer. You've been making it safer for American citizens. You've been keeping the rush of fentanyl out of the country. You got to stop. What they said. Basically, it's almost word for word or what they said. In the middle of an interview with Kristi Noem, though, she said, look, if Greg Abbott needs more razor wire, I'll load it into my pickup truck and bring it to him myself. God, you got to love her. Really. And more governors are stepping up to help, right? All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Yeah, we're really back. Joe Lucini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I always love to make fun because, I mean, it's the truth. We live, the show originates out of California. And, you know, I jokingly say I live in north of Venezuela. We have internet outages. I mean, we're in California, one of the most technologically advanced states in the union. And we can't keep our electricity on. We can't keep our power on. We can't. There's so much. Governor Newsom, thank you so much for providing the California lifestyle. Anyway, Brad Dinkins joins me. He's the founder of PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time and his legal insight and the things that are going on a daily basis here. And he can help us try to figure things out. Brad, God bless for what you're doing. Before we get rolling, because I always forget or we always run out of time, tell people what PJI is all about and how they can help.
Yes, thank you, Joe. Yeah, Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit legal organization, and we're very unique in that we have offices all across the country more than any other similar organization. And we also don't just cherry pick high profile cases. We're unique in that we work hard to make sure that as best we can that everyone can help, that no one runs on the side of the road defending religious freedom, parents' rights against the government, for the safety of human life. And we do it all without charge. If anyone wants to keep up with our cases, or they like to look at our valuable free resources, empowering these different groups, then you just go to our website, pji.org, pji.org.
Yeah, and you do a lot of great work, a lot of things happening. I don't know, you know, I know you travel and you run around a lot, too, and a lot happening in the legal world. You know, Trump keeps, you know, keeps going back into court to try to get the venue moved, and I think you had said a while back that was going to be next to an impossible task. Again, the judge that he's trying to get the judge to recuse himself. My understanding is that the New York statute specifically states, I think it's 6 degrees. You're supposed to the judge is supposed to recuse themselves if there's an interest within 6 degrees of the judge. His daughter would be degree one, would she not?
Yes, and I read that story with some intrigue because I looked at it first to see, okay, is Trump just making up something to attack his daughter so that he has to recuse himself? But no, it's actually very substantive. She's an avid left-wing liberal Democrat activist working, furthering the Democrat Party and, fighting against Trump. And, so actually, I think it was a really good idea for him to speak as he did, to highlight it, to call it out, because I don't know whether his attorneys coached him or not, I think it could actually be a very strong, compelling argument to remove that judge. And that judge, by the way, is a complete joke, an absolute joke in terms of fairness and blind justice and equal treatment under the law. I think that would be a very smart move and very brilliant if their attorneys were the ones that came up with this this angle, because I think it's very legitimate.
And it also gives him a solid step to step out on the appeal side of things, does it not?
Right. That's right. And so, he's got great attorneys, Trump does. And I think uncovering this and calling it out and using it to help discredit the judge, who I think is already discrediting himself, but I think it's a smart move, and it could be successful. So I wasn't foreseeing that earlier, but I'm very pleasantly surprised to see it come to the surface the way it did.
Oh, yeah, he constantly surprises me with this stuff. The way he come, his team, I would imagine, come up with it. And to your point, they may have kind of pushed him in a certain direction, which is fine too, to speak to this, and allowing the judge to kind of stick his foot in it, right?
Yeah. And the judge did. It's a catch-22 for the judge. If he orders Trump to be silent about his daughter, well, then he just brings to the surface this degree of interest and bias that's obviously there. If he's silent and doesn't gag Trump, then Trump is able to accentuate all the more the apparent bias and with regard to the daughter. I think truth is coming to the surface, and it's going to work in his favor one way or the other.
Well, I hope so. I hope you're right, because again, watching them come after him the way they are now we've got what's her name, Willis, down in Georgia, and I didn't understand this case. I didn't understand the fact that there was one of the defendants is actually suing to remove her. Do you know what that's all about?
Yeah, I don't have that information, so I really can't comment on that, except to say that I'm not surprised to see such a measure taken given the facts involving this one whale of a controversial, and those are nice terms, to describe the district attorney.
Well, the sad part here, again, is that I've never heard of this kind of stuff happening where, let me see, she's threatened with perjury charges and asked to recuse herself, and this is coming from one of the defendants. So I don't know how you, again, she's going to be back in court again defending herself and telling everybody that it's really not her that's on trial, you know, which I always find totally interesting, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I know I'm jumping all around the place with you because I got so much I need answered. You're hearing the DOJ now is refusing to hand over the tapes of the Joe Biden interview, you know, because they need time to redact them. And I'm saying, what do they need to redact? Actually, that's what they said at first. Late this afternoon, they said, not going to happen. We're giving you nothing. Now, last I checked, Congress oversaw the Department of Justice. Congress has, you know, oversight of and power over the DOJ, do they not?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah. The Department of Justice is part of the executive branch under the President of the United States. That said, Congress has a right to get access to review information. I mean, they have the power of impeachment, for example, and so they have the right to have access to that information. The fact that they are denying it to Congress is extremely alarming and shows not just the bias and prejudice of the leadership of the Department of Justice, but also points to the fact that there is all the more likely majorly incriminating information material that they're not providing, which they traditionally should be.
Got to go to a break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more Brad Dacus when we return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumley, received the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Tuesday, a judge handed each of them a 10 to 15 year prison term in a landmark case.
It is the sentence of this court, Ms. Crumley, that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
The couple, convicted separately, faced charges related to their son's 2021 shooting rampage that resulted in the deaths of four students at Oxford High School. President Biden unveiled his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability quality of child and senior care. Speaking in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, he emphasized that the current cost of care is excessively high, while the compensation for care workers remains inadequate. The Deep South and sections of the Mississippi Valley are preparing for severe weather. Forecasters predict that intense thunderstorms will sweep through from eastern Texas to the southeast coast through Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROPE-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's how we win. Bring back Brad Dacus. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a legal warrior organization that helps protect parents' rights, and even religious rights all across the board. So, again, Brad, always appreciate what you're doing. And how you do.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
You know, I was thinking during the break that, you know, Trump tries to get stuff to the Supreme Court pretty quickly on a lot of these things. And he seems to get it there. I don't know. His lawyers must be really good, too. But you're telling me, you've told me in the past, that it can cost up to $500,000 truly to get something to the Supreme Court and work it through the Supreme Court. This has got to be a strain on even his wallet, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I'm sure it is. It can be very expensive and, to get a case up to the court. And, we do it at a fraction of the cost at our organization because our attorneys are very, very gracious and with their time and their sacrifice. But, it's very common. And so, the Trump, he's got great attorneys, as he should, as he needs to, because, what he's dealing with. He's dealing with not a little private law firm. He's dealing with, Department of Justice, or he's dealing with the government, has lots of tax dollars to spend and to, hire attorneys. And, so it's a huge challenge to him. And he's doing a good job. His attorneys are doing a good job. And truth is coming to the surface, which is, painting all the more shame and disgrace upon district attorneys and politicians.
Oh, yeah. It's not stopping anywhere. And Jack Smith is losing his ever-loving mind, too. You can just see the smoke coming out of his office. He's spinning around. He's doing everything he can to try to get this case rolling so that they keep Trump in court 5 days a week,
Yeah, and the fact that he, along with the others, were so open about their end goal, which is political. That's what makes this so surprising. All of these cases have been, it's very clear that they are political, and the evidence supports it, and even their open admissions to their goals and intentions make it very political, which is what makes this such a sham and a disgrace to our whole justice system, that They're now been infected with this kind of political, you know, lawfare, if you will, and it's something I hope that the voters remember very clearly when they go to the polls. We need to bring it to a halt, and the only way for it to come to a halt is to cut off the head of the snake, and that's starting at the White House. I mean that politically, of course, not literally. We are in a society that I have to make that clarification.
I know, it's amazing.
God yeah. bless. yes, I don't believe anyone should have their heads cut off. I'm totally against cutting off anyone's head. So,
well, you know, I keep saying it over and over and over again. It's kind of like funny how we always have to say stuff like that, and you know that we don't mean physical harm, but yet the left can actually have videos with physical harm. They can call for the assassination of a president and blowing up the White House, and apparently that's all okay, not a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just, yeah. Okay. Anyway, yeah. You like getting my blood pressure up. I can tell. So, hey, somebody asked me a question the last time you were on, but I never got around to it, was, with all these cases against Trump, what if judges line up or the court dates line up on the same day or day apart? And, you know, can they really have him running around like that? Or do the judges have to, should make concessions for the fact that he's got cases going on in other jurisdictions?
Yeah, if they have something already scheduled on one day, as far as a court hearing, you know, the other judge cannot, you know, deliberately schedule a hearing in another court on the same time at the same day. So, and there must be a feasible, reasonable time amount, you know, given to him to go from one court to the other, you know. So that's the general rule. That's proper protocol. You know, we've seen a lot of that thrown out the window, and frankly, with the kind of judges we're dealing with, you know, I would not be surprised for them to try to create the impossible, which is for a person to be in two places at one time. I really wouldn't be surprised, unfortunately, with the bozos we're dealing with, you know, wearing black robes. So we'll see.
Yeah, but I hate to sound, you know, like a purist here, but really, if they do that and they make it impossible for him to be there, and they try to hold him in contempt for not being there, that is another, you know, going to the Supreme Court and going, okay, Your Honors, what's going on here? Help us out.
Yeah, in the Supreme Court, I know exactly what the Supreme Court would do and how they rule on that, and that they would rule against that is, and it just depends on how deep the response by the court's going to be, but they would definitely rule against it, and you know, maybe even recommend the losing of their bar, you know, to practice law. I don't know how far it would go, but that's why I don't think that they would try that, at least knowingly. You know, maybe there's an issue of competence that may come into play where that might happen, or lack thereof of competence, but we'll have to see what happens. But I don't expect to see that happen. I think that would be a huge faux pas, both legally as well as even politically, and politics is, after all, what's governing their thrust. And their
all of this. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And then you're looking at the DOJ. I wish everything went down on my computer and it's coming back up slowly, but the other day, I guess it was the DOJ got spanked by an Obama-appointed judge. And I know it had something to do with the Hunter Biden case, and they weren't applying the same principles to, you know, one case as they were to another. So I just thought that was really interesting. As soon as it comes up, I hate to do that, but as soon as it comes up, I'll ask you. I just don't know where it is. Let me see. I like these rapid fire ones for you. You're pretty quick on these. The state was investigating one of the largest Christian schools in the nation, Grand Canyon University, and they claimed that the school didn't. It was a Federal Trade Commission actually that came after them first. The school didn't reveal how long it would take for doctoral students to finish the accelerated program. And they marked itself as nonprofit. So the Department of Education claimed there was misinformation. So they fined them $37 million. That's the feds. The state finished their investigation and said, you ready for this one? Nothing was wrong here.
There's no proof of any wrongdoing by the school. There's nothing here to rule on.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know where to go with this. You got the state looking into it, unless the feds are using a different law, a different way of looking at things. But it's almost a form of double jeopardy, is it not?
It wouldn't be double jeopardy because we're just looking at investigations. We're not looking at trials, and we're not looking at the terminations of the law being violated by both. So that wouldn't come into play. But I do think it's actually very helpful to Grand Canyon's side, the fact that another state entity, another governmental entity, the state of Arizona, and their attorneys have looked at it and came to a completely different conclusion. In defense of Grand Canyon, I have to say that they are well known for being actually one of the best values for the bang for the buck as far as an education. In terms of private Christian college universities, they're one of the most affordable. So the whole context of them they're charging too much or not giving accurate information, so it costs these graduate students more than what they expected. They're still at the bottom in terms of the cost for these degrees, not just undergraduate but also graduate degrees. So this is a fishing expedition. And if this administration was not, if Biden was not in the White House, I do not think for a minute that the executive branch would be pursuing this this witch hunt against Grand Canyon University, which is doing great work.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the BLM investigation on all the money that was given to them, where it went, and why the principals of BLM own multi-million dollar homes in Los Angeles. But I'm sure we'll never see that either. Anyway, we got to go for a break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus at PJI when we return.
Often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe. 855-732-5560. Let's get back to when Brad Dickens joins me, as he does every week, keeping his eye on the legal issues of the day, always helping out, and, you know, just being there to kind of help clear things up for us. I can't tell you how many times I don't understand why they don't go direct to the Supreme Court, and Brad has been instrumental in educating me as to why cases have to go through the system in most cases. Well, in most cases, you have to follow the process, correct, Brad?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And to jump something to the Supreme Court, you really would have to have a compelling argument that it needs to go there first, correct?
Yeah. It's and even then you have to, the general rules, you still have to go through the other courts, but you can just whip through them with a request for an immediate injunctive relief, and then a writ, and then an emergency writ before the Supreme Court. So that's what we did to get Governor of California to force him to open the churches and synagogues. Pretty rapid fire, I might add, and we were successful. But that's very unusual.
I didn't get a hold of it. It's available now. The judge in the Stormy Daniels case has issued 42 questions, and even some questions that go along with it. 42 questions that he wants to ask potential jurors.
And, you know, in looking at this, I felt like some of them were kind of out of place. And, you know, on page five, he's asked the potential jurors if they follow President Trump on social media. They were asked if they have ever supported QAnon, Proud Boys, Antifa, Boogaloo Boys, Three Percenters, and or Oath Keepers. I mean, first of all, I wouldn't answer these knowing the kind of what the DOJ has been doing to people as a whole. Why would you be wanting to answer these questions, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Just the fact that the Department of Justice has been, like I say, engaging in a witch hunt involving people because of their beliefs in a way that I've never seen in American history, like this administration's Department of Justice. You're right. I could see that impacting, you know, how a jury would respond just to those questions for fear that they could be tagged and then persecuted by the government and then maybe even prosecuted after, you know, some kind of a quote unquote investigation. I do find that as overly intrusive, unnecessary, and alarming given the Department of Justice that we presently have.
Oh yeah. Anything that they want to get involved in would scare me to no end. All right, let me throw a couple at you just for giggles. And you're kind of telling me that really none of these would be illegal for the judge to ask. If you don't answer a question, can you put down, I prefer not to answer, or whatever, or none of your business, judge, whatever. are you signed up for her? Have you been signed up for a subscription to or followed by or followed any newsletter or email list run by or on behalf of Mr. Trump or a Trump organization? Do you follow Donald Trump on any social media, or have you done so in the past? Do you have a relative or close friend who's worked for, volunteered, or subscribed to any of Trump's organizations? I'm sorry, but it gets to the point where you start going, you want to know every aspect of my life, where I worked, what I did where I worked, who I associated with. This is something that comes right out of the Soviet Union, isn't it?
Yeah, it does seem alarming at first glance when you see this. The way it usually works, though, is, you know, you have attorneys on both sides, and they're able to disqualify usually up to three jurors just, you know, for no reason at all. They can just say, okay, I'm disqualifying this one, and this one, based on information that they think is, you know, just simply... They don't have to justify it, just get rid of them. The others, to have them kicked off the potential jury, is they have to show bias. So this information, inability to rule objectively and reasonably, so this gives them information that allows them then to ask, say, juror number one, I see here on your questionnaire you said that you, gave money to Trump, da, 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 da. Do you think this in any way would hinder your ability to give a fair decision? And then if the juror number one says, I have no difficulty at all. I believe in America, you know, in a system of justice over any politician or any political outcome, and our constitution, you know, da 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 da. They could still try and say, Your Honor, I want to disqualify him because I still think, you know, any other attorney would object and say, Your Honor, there's no evidence here that it would actually influence our ability to make a decision just because he supported Trump in the past. Your Honor, that is that's not sufficient to say that he can't be impartial or to the facts, you know, and have the integrity to rule accordingly. And then a responsible judge, this is my qualifier, a responsible judge, a fair judge would say, I agree with that. You know, that attorney, you're right. You've not the answer has not demonstrated a clear bias. It's the final outcome based on what the juror says. We must take that on its face that they're telling us the truth, and therefore you can't pull it from the jury. That's sort of like just an example of the process that takes place.
Now, if one attorney doesn't want a juror and another one does, is it just a gimme that if one is against it, it's gone?
Well, yeah. So each of them can just disqualify three, period. Even if the other attorney says, oh, no, I want to keep this juror, Your Honor, this juror is great, doesn't matter. They both have the veto, three vetoes. They can just, boom, out, out, out. And then the other side can say, okay, I want these jurors taken out, this one, and this one. But then after that, they have to then, through their questioning, pull out information to seek them to be removed by the judge. Now, that's the problem, is we already have judges that are not fair, they're not impartial, and they could easily sway, say, oh, yeah, I'll take this one off. Yeah, okay, I'll take that one off. This one votes Republican. Yeah, take him off, you know. So you could have that happen. However, that could open the door for as a grounds for a later appeal to invalidate the trial, which is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, all of this to me is amazing, and there's so much I've learned about not just from you, but in listening, watching, and reading, these court proceedings and how much absolute power, to a big degree, these judges have. Seriously. It scares me. And then some of the tidbits that you tell me about what's appealable, what's not appealable. I mean, do you really, who was it, the judge who denied, a change of venue for Trump there in New York? The argument from the attorney was that most people aren't even following this case. Most people won't even know. And I'm thinking, sweet Jesus, what are you drinking? Everybody knows about this case.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, and for that to be argued with a straight face, the bias that's there in New York is very, very, very evident. And that's, it's sad when I have to say, well, at least we have a Supreme Court that, at the end of the day, may turn all this around. But the lack of a fair trial, that's not even speculative. It's just a given, based on the judges, based on where it's located, based on the district attorneys. It's a real shame for a whole generation of Americans to see how unfair and how corrupt our court system is, and a great resentment and bitterness and lack of trust in our court system that's coming out of all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Way beyond this election and whoever's elected in November.
It was never, and it was never meant for the Supreme Court to have to rule on all these things or even take these things under advisement, were they?
Right. Exactly. And we haven't seen this in this context ever, because we've never seen this kind of outrageous disregard for equal treatment, equal protection of the law like we've seen exhibited. And not once, not twice, but four times in four different courts at one time.
Well, what's funny is you've got the Governor Abbott, who the White House was all over once the Supreme Court said he couldn't protect the border, and yet Joe Biden has decided to totally disregard the Supreme Court, and even said we worked around them in a recent speech about, paying out over $400 billion for college debt.
Yeah, it is basically, he is, the reason we have the Congress is to prevent this kind of absolute corruption, so that you don't have a head person doling out money to certain groups to win re-election, Mexico style. That's why we have the Congress is the one who has to approve budget and fiscal spending, because it has to be signed off on by we the people through multiple representatives across the United States. This is a huge power grab attempt. We already know what the outcome is going to be. That this president is trying to use it,
yep,
and have it prevail before the next election, so he can buy these votes. It's sick. It's really sick.
You're up against it, and it's PJI.org. PJI.org, people, check them out, help them out, and organizations like this do help parents and others. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're stuck with me for the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host.